This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Good morning, I'm Sharad Kutin. Quick apology for abrupt end to the breakfast grill just now. It ended like 10 seconds short. To catch the whole interviews, including the last 10 seconds, you can download the podcast on that show. And that will be coming up by the end of the morning. And now, also, just a quick look at one of the stories that's really heating up the waves. Yesterday, the younger siblings of the Singapore Prime Minister, Lee Hsien Loong, released a six-page statement accusing the Premier of betraying the legacy of their father, Lee Kuan Yew. Prime Minister Lee has denied such allegations. He issued a statement saying that he was saddened by his siblings' choice to publicize a private family matter. He and his wife, Ho Ching, have also denied that they have political ambitions for their son. On the line, we have Dr. Robin Ramcharan, chairman of Asia Centre, an independent think tank specializing in Asian affairs. Good morning, Dr. Ramcharan. Very quickly, I wanted to ask you the first question, which is, considering that in April this year, Lee Hsien Loong's siblings took the government of Singapore to court over control of Lee Kuan Yew's oral archive records, is this statement any surprise?
Good morning, Sharad. Nice to be with you and thanks for having me. I would say that it is perhaps not entirely unexpected. It is a bit surprising in its tone, perhaps. But what this reflects, as your audience may know, is a very deep family feud. And the family feud concerns the legacy of Lee Kuan Yew, partly, and it concerns, of course, his estate, which is managed by the siblings of Lee Hsien Loong. So the latest fact concerns the control over the demolition of the house as per the wish of the late Lee Kuan Yew. So surprising in its tone, perhaps, it's not entirely unexpected.
Now, of course, you know, for a Malaysian audience, maybe the key characters in the story are not well known. Just let me quickly state something, some facts about them. We have, because the daughter of Lee Kuan Yew, Dr. Wei Ling, she's a well-known neurologist. The son, not the prime minister, but his brother, Hsien Yang, is also reasonably well-known. In fact, he was part of the establishment, I think you can say that very safely. He headed for 12 years at Singtel, and then most recently, the Civil Aviation Authority of Singapore. Singtel is because one of the largest companies by market capitalization listed on the Singapore Exchange and is majority owned by Temasek Holdings, the investment of the Singapore government. What's interesting, of course, is that the CEO of Temasek is headed by Hsien Loong's wife, Ho Ching. In 2016, she was listed as the 30th most powerful woman in the world by Forbes. We have this extraordinary family and extended family, wives and children, all involved in the story. I believe Hsien Yang's son has already come out to defend his parents and also to express regret, saying that his family, you know, under so much pressure, have decided to leave the country. All this is extraordinary considering this, the first family there's been an aura around the family. Do you think this aura around the family is going to be hurt by this latest development in the family feud as you described it?
I think the image of the family will certainly be a little bit tarnished. I think if one follows the commentaries on social media and so on, I think Singaporeans would like this to be settled privately. I think it's in the social mores of not only Singaporean Chinese families, but I think Singapore in general. And as you rightly point out, it is very much a family affair. Both this feud, but also governance in Singapore. I was about to say that this is almost very Trump-esque, as you know, in relation to what is going on in the United States. And this has been going on. This kind of family involvement in governance is, of course, well known in the Singaporean story.
Robin, also very quickly, this family, of course, and its reach in terms of the upper stratosphere of the Singapore government, what we've had is Hsien Yang saying that he fears that Hsien Loong, his brother who's the prime minister, will use the instruments of state to control and perhaps threaten him and his family. Somewhat paradoxical considering that their father was not a man known for his, say, let's say, democratic impulses, that he ruled with a fairly iron fist. Is this something that will resonate with Singaporeans, this use of state machinery against opponents or rivals?
I think definitely it will resonate for, first of all, again, this is a deep family feud and everyone expects this to be settled internally. But what's very interesting and what we will have to observe is, does this moment create some space for critical public commentary? The terms, as you rightly point out, that were used, abuse of power, fear, personal influence over all governance, no check and balance, that is the son of Xin Yang making a comment. So all of these terms normally, any ordinary Singaporean might be pursued and perhaps sent to prison for these. So what will happen to these family members? The Singaporeans will be asking, is there a double standard here? If there are no consequences, if they are even allowed to leave as they project to do.
Now, we also know that Sen Lung has issued a denial. One of the specific items in that denial addressed the allegations that they have ambitions for their son. It said in the singular, I believe Sen Lung has three sons, but the son in question is that which he had with Ho Ching. Ho Ching being his second wife, his first wife, Wong Ming Yang, passed away some years ago. The son in question is Lee Hong Yi, who I think was one of two grandchildren who gave an address at the death of Lee Kuan Yew. Is there, and this of course is one of those hot words that you somewhat with one uses with some trepidation when in Singapore, which is nepotism. Is there any evidence of a third generation in the Lee political dynasty?
I think the speculation over this is natural and perhaps logical. Suspicion that there is an attempt to impose some kind of dynastic rule and later on to install Lee Hong Yi. The only thing that I would say in relation to this is that I have listened to Lee Hsien Loong, Prime Minister, over several interviews in the last few years, and he has firmly denied that he has any such intentions. Moreover, he has said that he will leave his children to decide their own futures. He does not want to impose anything on them. So I'm not aware of any machinations to install a future leader. But, given past history, I would not discount any steps that may have been taken in this direction. But I think it's too early to tell.
A last question for you, Robin. What do you think is going to be the likely scenario? Is this going to all end in tears, or will it, as you suggested, that the public's desire to see this actually tucked away behind closed doors and remain a family matter pan out? Which do you think is going to be the more likely scenario?
I think there will probably be some sustained discussion on this. Of course, the Lee Hsien Loong and the party, critically the party, will want to contain this as much as possible. But there will be continued commentary. I do think Singaporeans, many of them, based on online commentary, if the party and the family respond to the public interest in this and public expression, they may try to calm down the rhetoric. This is, by the way, I should point out, there is no... There will be no fundamental political change in Singapore here. This is not an intra-party or intra-elite fight. The elite is firmly entrenched. I think Singaporeans, by and large, are materially comfortable, and the opposition is fairly weak. So one can capitalize in terms of public commentary, as I said before, and we will see some more agitation, but no major changes except to the pride, perhaps, of the Lee family.
Thank you very much. That was Robin Ramacharan, chairman of Asia Centre, on his way somewhere, clearly on public transport. I can hear, you could hear the trains dinging there at the stations. Robin Ramacharan is, of course, the chairman of Asia Centre, independent think tank specialising in Asian affairs. We'll be back with more business news after this. BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.